for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning to all you Jesus believers. No, all us. All us Jesus believers. What a good day to be alive. I tell you, God is good, 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 good. Miranda. Is it possible for you to get on the blog talk? Yes or no? Type in. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning. Good morning. I want to thank all of you. I didn't do it yet. I guess I've been so, you know, wanting to get these things to go through that trauma that happened with my stuff being sabotaged. But you know, all I can tell you is that when the devil does that stuff, I expect it. I'm not looking for it. I'm not in anticipation of it. I'm not sadistic or anything like that. But I know that the devil is going to do what the devil does. And I learned a long time ago, like the army, you know, they have a plan A and a plan B. You might not know about it, but they got a plan and a backup plan for the plan. Miranda, if you can, dial the blog talk and press 1. I'm going to put you on the mic for just a minute. And while I'm waiting for you to get there, I'm going to play this song.
When walking by the sea, come and follow me. Jesus calls. Then all through Galilee, the sick and the diseased, he healed them all. Jesus hasn't changed, his power still the same as when he walked the shore. This God of yesterday is still the healing Jesus, now and evermore. What a healing Jesus, I found in you. What a healing Jesus, you restore, refresh, and renew. You're my healing Jesus. On such a time as this, arise on the healing wings, Son of Righteousness.
The Spirit of the Lord now is upon me, anointing me to heal the broken hearts, open prison doors, and set captives free. To comfort those in mourn and fill their lips with praise, for the oil of joy, that they may be called.
Hey, Randall. Can I read this for a minute? Thank you, sweetie. I'll charge it for you.
What a King is. Oh, I've found in you. Oh, yes, Lord, I have. What a King. Thank you. You restore refresh and renew. You're my King, Jesus. I step as King. Arise on me, Son of righteousness. Oh yes, Lord. Arise on me, Son of righteousness. Oh yes, Lord. Son of righteousness.
Miranda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Dr. Erica. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, wait a minute. Praise God. Cut me down a little bit in the background.
Okay, say that again.
Turn. I can hear me in the background. Turn it down a little bit.
Okay, is that better?
Let's see. Yes. Yes.
That's better?
Yeah, that's much better. Are you up by yourself? Who's with you?
Miranda is in her room.
How was Miranda's sleep last night?
Excited. Yesterday, Hopi, that's our dog. We call her Hopi Girl. She started barking. And then I jumped up. I ran to the door. And I looked out the window. And it was there. The box. I've never been so excited to see a box. And I opened up the door. And I text you. I said, it's here. And Miranda was sitting on the couch. And we was just looking at it. And then I called you and let you know the box was here. And I was just looking at it. I was just so happy that it arrived. And you said, open it. Miranda was like, open it. And so I opened the box. And the first thing she took out the box was the Bible stories.
Mm-hmm.
And she held it to her chest, and she was like, I love it. And then when I first opened it up, I seen Crown of Thorns. But when I first opened the box up, I don't know how to explain it. It was like when I came to Dalton and you prayed for me, and I felt like I was going to fall straight back and be slain in the spirit. That's how I felt when I first opened the box. I felt like something was in the box.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you right here. Headline, I didn't tell you, but this was the family that we blessed this Christmas. And that's why I was so upset, because that box was sabotaged. I wanted to make sure that her children, because she and her family been through a lot this year, and I wanted to make sure that they
knew.
So I put everything in the box that the Lord told me that they would know that he loved them and that they had not been looked over and they had not been forsaken, and that I wanted them to know and have hope and future that everything was going to be all right. So what you're listening to right now is a part of your testimony, because I took your offering and blessed this family. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? Last night, I just kept saying, I had the box in my room. I brought it in my room. And I just kept saying, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And if I have the opportunity, I'm just going to thank you in public. I'm just going to thank you openly for what you did for this family. But there was a crown of thorns. I opened up the box, and it says on it, they put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, Hail, King of the Jews. And that's Mark 15:17. And so when I opened the box, it's wrapped up in purple. The paper is a beautiful deep purple. But it's a crown, and the thorns are very sharp on it. And it's the crown that they pushed deep into his head with blood coming out of it. That's what they did. And this was enough for me, this crown. And so I looked it up, and the place that it was at, I think it was in Paris, in the cathedral. The place it was at, I'm not sure if it was a cathedral, but it had caught on fire. But even though the building was devastated, the crown was still safe. It didn't touch the crown that they were keeping there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I opened up the Bible story, and I read, the first book that I read was Daniel. And at the end of each chapter.
They don't know, wait a minute. They don't know what was in the box, so you kind of have to tell them.
Oh, it was a box, crown of thorns, and my daughter had, it's two Bible study. It's stories. They're short stories, but they're straight from the Bible. And at the end of each chapter, it gives you like a life application after you read it. And there was cookies, a huge box of cookies. I've never seen a box this big of chocolate, different kinds of cookies, and assorted buttercream cookies. And then there was a camera, And it was a Polaroid camera, and nobody has touched that, so I guess I'll claim it if one of the girls don't want it, because I don't think I ever told you I won an art competition, and my daughter loves to paint, and she has a IEP, but the doctors didn't think she would be able to talk, write, read, any of that. But God said, yes, Miranda. Her name is Miranda. I'm Miranda. And the reason her name is Miranda is because when I was giving birth to her, I almost died. So her father named her Miranda. And that's when I was so excited. I don't know what to say. She did everything the doctors said she wouldn't be able to do. She runs. She talks. She doesn't talk fluently, but she talks. She was a cheerleader in school. She goes to school. She's 17. This is her last year of school. She'll be graduating. She worked. And I just love her. I just love her. And I think that's the first miracle that you did was for her hypothyroidism. She has a long list of illnesses. And she went to the doctor, and the doctor said, this condition, it would never be healed. But you prayed for her. In 1 week, she was retested, and they said this has never happened before. She was taken off of her medication. She's been in remission from AML. That's leukemia, for almost 12 years now. And I'm thankful for that, Father. Also in the box was sweaters for me and both girls, and there's two for each of us. And they're beautiful sweaters, beautiful colors.
It was love in the box.
Yeah. Socks, wool socks. And my daughter wanted some wool socks because we're supposed to get 6 to 10 inches of snow. I'm sorry, I'm just overwhelmed.
It was love in the box from all of your fellow believers.
And we're thankful. I'm okay. That's Miranda. She said, is it okay?
Yes, it's okay.
It's okay.
Tell Miranda to say hello, please.
Okay.
If you want to.
I do. Miranda.
Hello?
This is Dr. Erica. You want to say hi?
Hi. Hi, Dr. Erica.
Hi, Dr. Erica.
Hi, Jesus believers.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen.
All right. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Erica.
I love you.
I love you too.
They don't know you, but they see you on here. You're pretty quiet. But
yeah.
You don't have to tell everything you do. God would prefer us to be a doer and not a talker, and to do things because we love each other, and because he is love. And the enemy loves negativity and negative stuff, and he loves to twist and pervert things. So some of you are being blessed just because, okay, just because God loves you, just because. And I was so, and so those of you, now I told you, that was the first box that, now your boxes will be, look for them. Because God told me, he said, once she got hers, all the rest of them will be okay. But I know God did this. Let me tell you why. Delay is not denial. Delay doesn't mean that you stop believing or stop praying. And some of you got to stop being so silent. You know, God uses people. That's all I could say. All I wanted was to put a smile on little Miranda's face.
And yes, we were loud.
I wanted them to I wanted to put a smile on their face. That's all I wanted. God is good.
Thank you.
And he uses people. And that's the thing I want to convey. He uses people. He can't do on this earth what he's already relegated for us to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
He can't come down here and do anything that he has turned over us to do. So he's got to use people to do that. And your enemy and my enemy, the devil, knows that. And one of his chief weapons against us is impatience. Patient doesn't mean not work or not move. But patience means keeping the faith in him and having the ability, brothers and sisters, like that song I used to play all the time, Toby Mac, I see God in everything and in everybody. So we got to kind of stop being in the flesh so much. I know you're going to say, but Erica, you know, we live in. Yeah, but you know what? The flesh is subject to us. We're not subject to the flesh. So when the enemy throw a jam in there, just keep on working. Work over it. Work around it. Come up under it and bust it out the way. But don't quit. Don't falter. Don't stop, and don't ever give up, ever. You have the resiliency of God in you. What does that mean? I'm kind of off track, but that means if it doesn't exist, it can be created. And I used to always say years ago that God would create it. God could create it for you. But God straightened me out a couple years ago. He said, I'm not going to do it for you, but I'll do it with you. Don't look for me to do it for you. Look for me to do it with you. Now, that might not work for everybody. I don't know. But it works for me. And if you're a part of this ministry, it will work for you too. Because you're under this anointing. Half of what I do, I don't brag about it. I don't talk about it. Three quarters of what I do, I don't even, I tell you after it's finished and done. and share. You know those cookies you got?
Yes.
Nope. You know where they came from? Nope, you don't know.
Where?
Rochester,
no,
New York.
No, I don't know.
Rochester,
wow.
New York.
Yeah, because I've never seen
a
container.
Brought those cookies here from Rochester, New York.
Wow.
And the Lord said, you send those cookies to Miranda. And how would I know that God moved on a Ted Liner from Rochester, New York to get Miranda's favorite cookies? But God knew, and God knew
thank you,
that if
Jesus.
He got those cookies to me, I was going to get those cookies to Miranda.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Erica. Thank you.
I'll say, thank you, Ted Liner from Rochester.
Thank you, Ted Liner from Rochester, New York.
Now, that's the same place they had the revival now. Don't forget that.
Yes.
Well, some anointed cookies.
Okay.
Some anointed cookies. Brothers and sisters, God doesn't just heal in one way. God heals, and he heals, and he keeps on healing. That's what deliverance is all about.
Amen.
That's what it's all about.
When walking by the sea, come and follow me. Jesus called. Then all through Galilee, the sick and the diseased, he healed them all. Jesus had a change, his power still the same, as he walked before. This God of yesterday is still the healing peace, now and evermore. What a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus you restore with friends and renew. You're my healing Jesus. For such a time as this, arise on the heels, Son of righteousness. The Spirit of the Lord now is upon me, anointing me. To heal the broken hearts, open prison doors, and set captives free. To comfort those in mourn and fill their lips with praise, pour the oil of joy, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the blessing of the Lord. What a healing Jesus, oh, I've found in you, oh, yes, Lord, I have. What a healing restore, refresh, and renew. You're my King, Jesus. Your steps become as thick. Arise on thee, wings, sun of righteousness. Oh, yes, Lord. Arise on thee. Son of righteousness.
Thank you, Miranda. Would you like to say anything else?
Like to openly say, now a true, more than ever, a true believer of Jesus, God can do the impossible. He can, even when you think nobody loves you, nobody cares about you. He loves you because God is love. So just hold on and hold tight, and he'll do the impossible for you. Thank you, Jesus, for doing it for us. And bless as many people as you can. If I could bless everyone and anyone, I would do it. Just hold on tight, because he's always with us. Even when we think he's not, he's with us in the middle of the night, in the late hours when no one's around. He's there for us. And I'm thankful. And thank you, Dr. Erica, for your teachings. It means everything, because I didn't even know how to use Spreaker. I didn't know how to use Blog Talk. And I hope I can say this, but Sister Jessica was helping me, sending me Spreaker too, because I didn't even know how to use the phone. I didn't know how to use it, and she sent it, and I thanked her, and she said she was led by the Holy Spirit, and I thanked her because I was getting ready to give up on everything. I didn't think God was hearing me. I didn't think Jesus was there, and I didn't know if the Holy Spirit could hear me or was going to help me. And every morning she sent Spreaker to me, and she was always kind. And she always made sure if I forgot something, she said, well, let Dr. Erica know, let Dr. Erica know. And I did, and I just kept holding on and praying and listening. And I was holding on to Jesus Believers Church tightly, because it just saved this whole family. And I'm just saying to anyone out there, just hold on, just be patient. And just pray. And God told me four things. He said, read my word. Number two, he said, study my word. And number three, he said, memorize my word. And the fourth thing, he said, apply my word. And it works. I'm telling you, his word works if you just keep saying it and saying it and saying it out loud so the devil can hear it, that you know. It will work. It will work for you.
And God,
and I love you, Dr. Erica.
Okay, whoa. You done opened up a door now. You can't go yet. God told you.
He told me those four things.
Can somebody post them in the chat room? The four things God told Miranda. Say them again.
Number one is read my word.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, study
mm-hmm.
my word. Number three, memorize my word.
Mm-hmm.
And four, apply. Apply it to your life. Just apply the word. once you read it and study it, just keep saying it until it gets deep inside you, because your body is alive and the word is alive, and just get it deep down inside you. So when the enemy come at you, you can just throw that word. And at first, it almost took me years and years and years to believe this. But once it gets deep down inside you, no one can take it away, not even the enemy.
Amen. That's the key that will open up the door. Praise God.
Praise God.
And I wanna play this song for you, Miranda, okay?
I'm
going off because I can't. And then there's nothing I could say better than what God used you to say. This for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Erica.
Thank you. Thank you.